Brought to you by Zencastr. Zencastr is the number one tool for all podcasters. You can record high fidelity audio between remote locations and get studio quality sound. Go to Zencastr.com and use coupon code ThatEntertains for 20% off for 3 months or 20% off an annual plan. The Ladies Who Rant is part of the That's Entertainment Podcast Network. Check out our other shows on ThatEntertains.com/network.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me? It's me. It's Andrea. I'm recording from deep inside Middle America. From behind enemy lines. I have seen three, count them three, Trump pen stickers. Shh. I don't want them to hear me. I had to go to a family outing with Trump supporters. Thankfully, I was warned not to say anything, as were they. And there were no direct confrontations. However, one person, I don't know his name, again, family member, don't know his name, was wearing a shirt that said, America. And then underneath, Land of the Free. And there was a giant eagle and a giant flag. And it was gloriously patriotic. And it took every ounce of my being not to be Land of the Free. Unless you are a migrant or an immigrant and you want to come here fleeing violence, and they take your children. But no, I did not say that. I kept it inside. Deep inside. I hear the rebellion is growing on the coast, and I shall soon be there to rejoin you. The resistance is strong. I woke up the other day to a glorious notification that there are 17 indictments. That's not true. I think there's like 12. Anyways, I'm making up numbers. The point is, the Russians are being held accountable. But what had happened today? Today, our glorious leader decided, apparently I'm a gremlin now, that he was aligning himself with a horrible dictator who likes to kill people. But I am not afraid. Now there is anger on both sides. I must be quiet. They must not know I'm here. So, until we meet again, I say goodbye. Wish me luck that I make it back to the resistance.
Let me tell you about this guy I know, Jack. Mean kid, bad seed, hurt people. I like him already. Now, you know, the problem was he got sloppy, you know, crazy.
He started to lose it.
He had a head full of bad wiring, I guess. Couldn't keep it straight up here. He was the kind of guy who couldn't hear the train till it was 2 feet from him. You know what happened to this guy, Jack?
What?
Made mistakes. And then he had his lights
out! Now you want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I'd like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Respect to the ladies who lunch, but it's 2018. Time's up. It's time for the ladies who rant.
Here's to the ladies who
came back from the middle land of America without being killed by Trump supporters.
Rant.
We're working on that.
That might be one thing.
Hey, it's perfect.
Hey, it's perfect.
We don't have our harmonies. You know who I was thinking about today?
What were you thinking about?
Anna Kendrick. She did a great rendition of that in camp. Look it up,
here's
kids.
Here's to the ladies who ran.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. Was that Pitch Perfect?
Lunch. What?
Where was that? What was that in?
Camp.
Oh, camp, right. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Camp.
I remember. Camp.
Camp is a really great, it's a great film.
It's a good one.
It's a very good film.
It's a good one. Last 5 years is a good play. Ugh. But the movie wasn't
so good.
The
movie was horrible.
I didn't watch all of it.
The movie was bad.
I don't mean to be mean.
And also, they changed the lyric to...
Which lyric?
So in her song, and she's like...
Which one?
We can do better.
Oh, I love that song.
And it, she goes, dated a guy in class I was taking.
Who Tom Cruise.
But in the new one, it's like, who had a lot of tattoos or something like that. I was like, how dare you?
So Tom Cruise is too old now for the millennial age for us to get it? Is that it?
What's funny is that I did take an acting class where a guy who was in the acting class looked exactly like Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh.
And he's now like a big yoga instructor guy.
That
like,
sounds
it's
about
really
right.
Creepy.
That sounds
really
about
creepy.
Right.
So when I heard that lyric, I was like, this is my life.
I'm going to play that music on my
Where's
ride
my
home.
Jamie?
Jamie! Why are you hitting me?
Jamie! Because that's his name. Jamie's the guy in Last 5 years.
Yeah.
And he's also Jamie Fraser.
He's guys, also a douche.
Guys,
what?
I'm reading this book.
Oh, here we go. Did you get caught by TSA with that damn book again?
I did not.
Like when we went to Florida.
When we went to Florida, I was stopped.
We were talking about Florida, by the way.
I was stopped by TSA because my book was
at LAX.
Too thick. That's what she said.
Beat me to it.
They like they wouldn't let me through, and they like opened my book and like flipped through it to make sure I wasn't like carrying anything. Like I didn't cut out like a gun or a knife or something.
Or
like,
weed.
It's just like something. It's else. Just Outlander, y'all. Outlander is a thick fucking book, and
it's like brick.
I got very okay. Not spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Music.
Okay, in the book, it's like the fifth book or something. Like. Claire gets kidnapped and she gets like raped and it's very fucking horrible. And I started reading it and I got to that point.
On the plane?
No, this was the other night. I like read it and then I had to like go to work or something and so I couldn't finish it. And so I
literally...
Yeah,
you kept ranting at me at work.
I was like telling her, I'm like, I don't know what happened. She's still captive. I don't know what's going on. And they're like, okay, calm down and like do your job like a normal person. I was like, I can't. Claire is in danger.
Help me.
From a book that was written 10 years ago, and I need to like find out what happens. And so as soon as I got off work, I literally got my book from my car and I brought it in and I finished it. It's okay. Jamie comes and kills everybody. So
of course, he saves the day.
He goes and he kills everybody because he's fucking Jamie Fraser. It's just the best.
It's good. I can't wait for the TV show to catch up to the books.
I just love them.
But it's like Game of Thrones where it takes forever.
We don't speak of Game of Thrones.
Okay, it's the TV show is really good.
We don't
okay?
speak
the
of
show
Game
is
of
good.
Thrones.
It's the real thing.
We don't speak of it. God, I wish someone would write a musical about that.
Okay.
I mean, it's just such a wealth of storyline, character. I'm like, dear God, I wish someone would write a goddamn fucking musical about that.
I'm sure it's in the works somewhere.
I'm sure it'll be a glorious off-Broadway production.
So Trump, baby, blimp. Did you see that?
You move on to Trump.
I felt the energy.
I hate him.
We all hate him. So what's going on in the world today? There's treason, right? And there are indictments and...
There's shit.
Shit happening.
Here's the thing. I say that a lot. There should be like a drinking game every time I'm like, here's the thing.
Drink.
Didn't we have a word? Oh, no, that was
we
our
did.
Old, that was our old podcast.
But we could do something similar.
Guys, I'm going down memory lane right now.
Memory lane. Yada yada. Memory lane.
Remember when I had friends?
What am I? Chopped liver?
I like chopped liver.
Ew. Do you really?
I. It's actually quite good.
Oh, God.
No,
there's a cannibal
really,
Lecter over
like,
here.
It's fried.
Blech.
Okay, yeah. It's not like human liver.
Okay,
it's
a liver!
You eat.
I'm like saying, that's not real flesh. That's
and
flesh
eat,
of a cat.
You eat cow muscle. I mean.
I don't actually.
I do.
Okay, well, some people do.
I enjoy cow muscle.
The point is that.
Speaking of cow muscle.
Wow. My grandmother used to make chopped liver all the time, and it smelled disgusting.
It's good. It's tasty.
I know it's supposed to be good for you, but.
I don't know if it's good.
I don't
for
know
you.
If I could I ever try it. Unless I'm in a different country, I'll try that maybe.
It has a distinct taste. Like my mom always liked it. So, okay, let's just talk about our lives before we...
Okay, sidetrack.
I finished Handmaid's Tale. It's amazing.
Oh, yes, I did too.
Everyone should be watching Michelle
Wolf. Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, obviously everyone should be watching Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
But everyone should be watching Michelle Wolf. She's...
Yes. Thank God.
Freaking amazing.
Another woman doing stuff like that.
I love her. Obviously, Nanette. We already talked about Nanette. Mm-hmm. But everyone should be watching that. It's just
Hannah
like
Gatsby.
Wired watching at this point.
It's... Yeah, well, that is if you want to be educated.
Not just aware.
Well, educated, aware. Awareness. Aware. Consciousness. A lot of people don't, though.
There's a bunch of issues. Oh, so I went home, visited.
Where's home again?
Colorado.
Other than California.
Denver.
The greatest state.
I went to Denver. Okay. And it was fun.
Yes.
The big family gathering. My cousin's husband, which I gun to my head, I could not tell you his name.
Danny boy?
Danny, maybe?
Oh,
I don't know.
Danny. For the story, we'll call him Danny boy.
Still, like, also, there's a lineup. I couldn't pick him out.
Oh.
Because he's random white guy.
Okay.
He was wearing this t-shirt.
That one.
Yeah, the t-shirt I was telling you about. Where it's just like, America.
America.
Land of the free. And it's like a big eagle and a... And okay, Ami's dying. So I was good. I didn't say anything, and I was so happy because my aunt's second husband, whose name is Guy, like, whose name is Guy? I think that's cool. I like it. But he did the prayer, and me as an atheist, I'm like, okay, I'll do the prayer or whatever.
Dinner? Like a dinner prayer?
Like, before we ate.
Yeah.
And he
said grace. Huh?
He said grace.
Okay.
And he didn't say anything about... pray over our leaders, because I literally was so afraid that they'd be like, and please God, pray over our president.
My side of the family would have done that. Yeah, I would have thrown potatoes at somebody.
So everybody was fine, and then like, because my cousin has 8 children.
Ugh. Wow.
Has anyone seen Idiocracy? Idiocracy? Is that the movie?
I think so, yeah.
Where,
it sounds familiar.
In the beginning of it, they have these two, they're interviewing two couples, and the intelligent, educated, good, like the democratic, the people who were like, good people that you would want more of.
Yeah, aware.
They're the ones who decide to not have children.
Mm.
And then the dumbass pieces of fucking shit have like 16 kids. And so that's the whole...
Because you have to procreate for God.
And that's the whole concept of... Is it Idiocracy? It's like Idiocity or something like that.
I think it's Idiocity.
But America's going to get dumber and dumber and dumber because the smart people are deciding not to have children. And
man, that means
the
I have to have
dumbass
children.
People like my cousin are having 8 children.
Spewing
out to the world.
Right, right.
So I guess smart people got to be like, let's have more kids.
And teach them right and wrong.
Or just adopt all the kids that need adoption.
Yeah, I mean, adoption works too.
But I'd be very much of like,
absolutely.
That's a thought.
No, that's a good point.
Oh, and then I had lunch with my grandma. And
oh, how was that?
It was good. It's funny because at the family gathering, she's like, don't say anything, no politics, no anything. But then when it was her and I alone with my mom, she was like, fuck Trump. I hate him. I hate the shit. I hate him. I fucking hate him. And I was like, Grandma, okay, I'm not planning on this, but if I were to get arrested at a protest or something, would you be mad at me? And she goes, I'd pay your bail.
Aww.
So I got my grandma.
That's the best grandma
my
ever.
My grandma's funding my rebellion. So...
That's good really to cool to have that. At least, like, just to have that conversation with your grandmother. That's amazing.
I was like, thanks, Grandma.
Yeah.
So, I have bail money, guys.
Well, let's not plan on using it, but that's really cool.
I saw a protest online the other day.
Yeah, when's the next protest?
Oh, you need to watch Michelle Wolf, because she did this whole thing about ICE.
And she
she's like, it's a recruitment video for ICE.
Oh, my. Oh, that's
but
right.
But she goes, ICE is... a place where you can... ICE is... So it sounds like ISIS.
Uh-huh.
And then all the... It looks like ISIS.
Which I still hate that we use that terminology because it's a... It's It's a Egyptian goddess of fertility. Isis is an Egyptian goddess of fertility.
And this swastika is a Buddhist exactly. symbol of peace. It doesn't matter. It
I know.
Taken.
Now I know. But I just like still the education about to know behind yeah. it. I'm not saying we need to use the word or yeah. know it. But like I remember one time I think I was driving down a street with a kid in the car. And like, ooh, it was Isis. It's called Isis. And the name was Isis. And the little girl was like, oh, that's horrible name. We should take that down. I was like, I just said the information, that's a fact. Like, because when you start doing, like, just have education on it. At least to have that information in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
At least that.
It
sucks that it turned
into
that. Good
to know, but
we're in that time and place now, we can't
you
do
can't,
that.
You can't just,
of course.
A swastika does not mean peace anymore.
Exactly, and I'm aware of that. I'm just saying let's also be aware of what it was in the past, because that takes the power away from it. Just a little bit, at least, to have that knowledge, to have that power. Not to utilize it and use it, but just to be like, that sucks that they took
I think
that.
I think that's a losing battle there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can fight for the name of some ancient Egyptian god if you want, but...
But it's not just a god. But first of all, it's not just a god. It's a goddess. It's a woman that they took the name from for their own sake to do shit with.
I think they came up with it on
its own. Well, it's an
acronym,
I think.
It was from... Yeah, it's an acronym. It's not,
but still, it's just pissing me off.
And you can be pissed off, but it's the same thing. It's like, it's a lost cause. You can fight all
well,
you want.
Well, I'm not fighting. I'm just stating a fact.
Same.
Instead of fake news.
Can we be done with fake news?
Well, apparently it's not done because it's not
because
real. And it's real at the same time somehow.
I just like we should just do away with that saying at all.
It's a fake news.
You can be like, this is lies, this is propaganda. Go from there.
Yeah.
And just
I'm just waiting for more people to like more press to call him out in the press conferences.
Oh, they
like,
have.
They're starting to a lot more, especially in England. Like, thank God for the ones in England that did that this last week.
And you have to give them credit because they're
absolutely
they're being smart about it.
That's true.
Because the second you start causing trouble in the White House press room, the second you start actually like digging in and asking, you're not going to be asked back.
Right.
These are invited. They're
right.
They say who's in the room and they say who's not.
So they control
so,
it all.
As much as I want someone to be like, you're fucking lying, you piece of shit.
God, I pay money
for
that.
They do that, it'd be a great little viral video, but then them and their whole organization, whatever news platform
they work for, will
not be allowed in anymore.
Yes.
That's how dictatorships happen. That's how
it's happening, yep.
This is happening. So... And it's just, it's like, what's making me sad is like, I just watched a video on CNN because they're talking about taking away security clearance for people who've been critical of him.
Yes,
I've heard about that. So they're taking them away. And it's just kind of like, people are like, this is unheard of, this is ridiculous, but it's like, it's like the same thing with our work, is a lot of bullshit going on, and it's just kind of like, this sucks. This is horrible. It's still going to happen.
Right. No, it's very interesting how
there's
that is working at the same time right now.
There's nothing we can do to stop it. We can just be pissed off. And ultimately, like as far as our work goes, we have a choice.
So far.
We have a choice to leave or
right.
to not leave.
Right.
We have a choice to fire us or not fire us. When it comes to our country, we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I could leave, but where am I going to go?
Well, I've family in Mexico now, should we ever have to. I don't know if I really want
to. Mexico.
Huh?
I will go to Mexico.
In Mexico. We're by a lovely lake, apparently. But I also don't really want to. I'd rather go to Canada. Manda, we're coming to Canada.
Manda,
we're having roommates, okay?
We're going to come up.
We're going to come up and visit for...
I love your meme, by the way.
A while.
Your meme is amazing.
I haven't seen it. What is it?
It's... Okay.
Show me! Okay.
You've never seen...
Yeah!
The meme?
What meme? Always... Oh,
with
no.
Her
the gif.
The
you mean the gif.
Oh,
the
shit.
GIF.
It's a gif.
It's a gif. So our friend Amanda, for people who have just tuned in and don't know it, she's an amazing director, writer.
She's like...
Producer. But she's killing it all the time. And I keep telling her
killing
that.
It.
You know, it's true, girl. And we are so proud of her.
I'm gonna keep
supportive.
On her good side. I'm keep on your good side, Amanda.
Nay,
you invite me to the good party. Let me to your Oscar-winning party. Let me into Vanity Fair.
It's a comment. It's
you
a,
let me. You well, let. You let me into Vanity Fair. Damn it.
Okay.
You
okay.
Let, you. I'm calm your plus
down.
One.
You're gonna get your Emmy.
Okay.
So
I'm like your
down.
Plus four.
Stop it. Plus four. You're. Like, come on. She's gonna be on the show soon. Anyway, she's I'm coming. Just, to, she's I'm, coming to LA in like August. So
let me into Vanity Fair. You let me in.
We'll get you in. I know where it is. no, but the thing is that she did. I'm gonna butcher this. I'm so sorry. It's a film
all
coming out on Netflix. To All the Boys I Loved.
Yeah.
It's based on a book.
It's so and cute.
It's
it
so cute.
So
it's
cute.
So good. It has a lot of amazing actors in it, including Janelle Parrish, for Pretty Little Liars, and a couple other people that I can't think right now because it's not in front of me. I'm so sorry. But she worked on it, and then she got a little a part in it, and now it's been this gif because she gave this glance that was so good. Oh, you're on that again? GIF? GIF? We should text Danielle. I bet she would know.
Danielle?
Danielle and Jasmine would know.
Text us.
Anyway, so we'll include that on our Instagram because we're going to promote that. But you know, she's an amazing writer and director. She just did a short film that is called... it has to do with Me Too movement as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you still haven't seen it, have you?
No.
I've got to show it to you. It was beautiful. It's winning awards at all the festivals it's going to. So just keep an eye out for her.
And I also have Amanda someone who I didn't go to college with, but she's my alumni friend, who's best friends with Lana Parrilla now.
Parrilla.
Which is so funny because
yeah,
we
no,
had
such
all
a
that
small
Once
world.
Upon a Time
rock
opera stuff.
Yeah.
And so now she's like in the car with her.
Well, she's
because
she's working
carpet.
On the new film, The Tax Collector, which is with Lana Priya and Shia LaBeouf.
And their best. Oh my God, Shia LaBeouf's in it.
Yeah, he's the other
I need
lead.
To text her. I will text her. Be like TNSA. TNSA, you let me.
Yeah,
hang out with Shia
so
LaBeouf.
They're working on that right now.
So note to anyone: if you ever are cool and hang out with famous people, I will bug you and ask to.
Oh, you know what? You are so funny.
I'm such a midge. No, I'm kidding.
You know so many people, and you act like you.
I
like
do.
This little person that doesn't know anybody, and you have like the best relationship.
Arnold Schwarzenegger did say it was nice to see me yesterday.
He's sweet.
He's a sweetheart. He was like, "It's so nice to see
He's
you."
He's such an
like,
old little man now. And I mean, not little, but you know,
fucking Michael Keaton was. Such
he almost
a bitch.
Hit me.
He hit you.
No, he did not. I'm not starting rumors.
Michael Keaton hit you.
No,
oh my God, I can't believe.
No. I'm not starting that rumor. That's not true.
He's
no,
such a,
he just, he was going
to. He tried to steal $20 from me one time.
I'm sorry, what? Batman did that?
He is notorious for taking the signed copies. It has happened multiple times.
Oh,
and I
that's hilarious.
Waited outside a bathroom for him to come out.
Oh,
and I shook
creepy.
Him down for
Good
my
for
signed
you.
Copy. I was like, I'm so sorry.
You should have said, have, you, ever seen, have you ever seen The Devil Dance in the Moonlight?
What?
It's from Batman.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
So I stood by where the sweeps is because he was in the bathroom.
Yes.
And when he came out, I stopped him.
Oh my God,
I
wish
like,
I was there.
I'm so sorry to bother you, but I think you took the signed copy because I just had this. And I stood there. I did not let him leave.
I want my money.
Michael,
do you
I'm,
remember what it was like
made,
before you were famous and an Oscar winner?
I made Michael Keaton go through his pockets until he found the signed copy. Where I got my
$20
tip.
That's hilarious. I've never heard this story.
I did. I was like, you ain't leaving, bitch. I don't care if you're Batman. I don't care if you're Beetlejuice.
I'm Batman.
I don't give a fuck.
That still blows my mind. You understand, when I was a kid, I would watch Beetlejuice and Batman
mm-hmm.
and Princess Bride and Popeye all the time, over and over and over again. And mm-hmm. when I found out later on in my life that Beetlejuice and Batman were the same person, I... explosion.
You know
explosion.
What I never knew? I never
Amazing.
Knew the six-fingered man from The Princess Bride.
Oh, Enigma.
Was Christopher Guest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As in, like, waiting for Guffman.
Right.
Best in show. Like, I had no idea.
Well, I didn't know Enigma Joya.
And Jamie Lee Curtis.
Was also...
Enigma
Joya. Was also...
Was a huge Broadway star.
Huge Broadway star.
Mm-hmm. Was
Evita and
Che Rivera. Che Rivera.
Okay.
I just said Che
wow,
Rivera.
Wow. Che Rivera. Dang. Oh, yeah. You're a Broadway personnel. You are
so,
shame.
Oh, my God. Take away my Broadway card.
I'm taking one of your pins away from there now.
I did. You guys. Okay. I went down the YouTube rabbit hole
You
yesterday.
Always do that.
I got a little Obama
Oh.
Nostalgic. And I watched a lot of...
Thank you for being my friend.
I love him. I watched also the Hamilton at the White House videos, like all of them.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
They performed at the White House.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Especially when the song Teach Him How to Say Goodbye, and then you like see Obama's face, and he's like, ah!
Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay, folks, what is that? Is that the Grudge? Okay, you're really freaking me out. I was gonna say, how long are you gonna go and do that?
How long can I do this?
Stop it. That's a terrifying sound. Terrifying sound. Can we cut to like, beep? This broadcast has been interrupted for emergency broadcast brought to you by... Oh, my God. That's really creepy. Stop it. Stop it. Please
what
stop
was,
it.
What was my... I used to do like a... I just fiddled.
That's going
to
hurt Kevin's ears. By
Sorry, Kevin. I used to do that.
What are you doing? You're very good at your sounds. You should do voiceover work. That reminds me of the character that Mrs. Swan was in this... Yeah.
Oh, no. Miss Swan, no.
Grande.
No.
Okay, oh, no. Yeah. No.
And not to be confused with no. No.
You're so talented.
I chillax.
You're so talented.
You can find me on Access Actors Access.
Access Actors.
You can find me
That's
on
the other breaking down service, the breakdown service for Actors Access. Access Actors.
Oh my God.
How do you get to actors? You access actors.
I had a character with my sister and my brother, and I'm just like, yeah, no. Oh, God, what was it?
Well, you went there kind of when you were when you were taken hostage in the Midwest.
I was taken hostage.
Can we play that again?
But
it's so scary.
Again?
Queuing it up.
You know what's sad? I play that because I went downstairs and recorded it. I went upstairs because I was so proud of it, and I played it to my parents. Uh-oh. And they both were like, we're not that bad. We're not that bad. Midwest is not that bad. It's not that bad.
No.
Like, we don't like Trump either. I'm like,
but Colorado, you don't, but the rest of the area is more of that than you, which is unfortunate.
And I had a huge argument with my brother-in-law. My sister doesn't let us talk.
I mean, it's probably smart for everyone's sake, but
whenever we're alone, him and I just go like, okay. And because he's all about, he has his gun, and he's like open carry. And I was trying to explain to him that like open carry is intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are at a restaurant and you are abusing someone because like you're being racist or you're being like misogynist or something,
right.
Like you're being a bad person at a restaurant, me as an individual, I usually would just come up to you and confront you. But if you have an openly, like,
yeah, that makes
viewed
no,
gun,
right.
I'm not going to come up to you.
Right.
Because I know you have a gun.
So he's talking about, that's like, it's form, on your hip type of thing?
Yeah, it's on your hip, and it's open
that,
carry.
And you can see it.
Yeah.
See, I didn't grow up in an area at all that I ever saw that. And I don't want
it's
to.
It's intimidation.
Absolutely.
So it's just, like, flat out. We talked a lot about, like, oh my God, so can I tell you how I smacked,
please.
How I smacked him down?
Yes,
so
please.
So, he started, like, he's a prepper, so he has all this, like, water and food.
Oh, for, like, the doomsday.
Like, he doesn't even like Trump, but he's just, like, everything's going to go to hell in 2 years. Like, that's so as much as this mess society
so
has.
So what we do here for earthquakes, they, like, real things,
oh,
like,
yeah,
they
he's,
do that for
he's
that.
He's preparing.
Got it.
So... He was telling me that, like, this is what he said to me. He said the Vatican owns a satellite called Lucifer. And I said,
and how does he know this?
I said, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, the Vatican owns a satellite called Lucifer. And I was like, okay, show me this He's not, but show me this article. He's like, it's in Popular Science, which is a legitimate magazine. I was like, okay, show me this article.
Uh-huh.
And I read the article, and the article said that there was a satellite called Lucifer, and it is specifically looking at, like, red dwarfs.
Okay.
Which, you know, like, the things that, like, make in, a star space. Or something.
Yeah, red dwarfs or black holes. Not the TV show that was really good, but no.
I know
it's a sci-fi show. It's really good. It's like New Zealand.
Is it Voyager? Then okay.
No, it's not Star Trek. Duh.
But so there's actually a scientific facility that has a satellite.
The Vatican owns.
No.
Oh, okay.
So there's a facility that owns a satellite called Lucifer that is studying red dwarfs, and that's why it's called Lucifer, because it's studying like red.
Because like, it's red and
demon
it's
things.
Demons in the sky.
The article said. It just so happens that this facility is right next door to another facility owned by the Vatican that also, like, mm-hmm. is studying the yeah. stars and astrology and, like, astronomy yeah. or whatever. And so I read this article and I was just like, do you see what this paragraph says?
Mm.
It says that...
Interesting.
The point of that paragraph is like, isn't it ironic that a place that has a satellite called Lucifer is right next to... a place owned by the Vatican.
Yes.
It has nothing to do. The Vatican has nothing to do with that other facility.
His brain just stuck it together. A great example.
Or he read an article on the Drudge Report or something else that said the Vatican owns a satellite.
Right, right.
And here's the evidence.
The fake news.
It's just so... And I read it to him and he was like, oh. So he very begrudgingly... admitted that I was kind of right. And then he sulked. Because I, a mere woman, proved him wrong.
Wow. That was a good day.
And he was butthurt. The rest, yeah. I could tell he was butthurt.
Yeah.
And I told my sister, and she's like, why'd you do that? I'm like, because
you had to educate him.
There are these things called facts. And there is this thing called reading the article.
And reading
And then
it.
My sister tried to shame me.
Oh, of course.
Saying that, you know, he's dyslexic.
Then you helped him to understand the truth. That's all you did. You didn't put anything
It wasn't
down.
Dyslexia.
No, of course not.
That made him think that the Vatican owned a satellite.
No, she's making excuses for him.
Lucifer. No, but it's the same thing of like
I'm dyslexic anytime, too. I read that right. I'm not going to cross reference it as being one thing.
Anytime you make a point or you or like attack someone on that side,
right.
They do something.
I know.
They do.
Yes.
They gaslight you.
They, yep. They shame
it's just,
you.
It's
because they know they're wrong, but they don't know how to like to deal with it.
And the problem
and take responsibility
is that we fall for it every time.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because we're fucking people with hearts.
We're humans.
And
yes.
empathy.
Yes. Compassion.
And we care if we hurt another person.
Exactly.
They fucking don't.
So are we two breeds of the same species in some way?
It's all,
it really
it's all,
feels
it's,
like that.
It's all cult culture and...
Cult culture?
Cult culture.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know. I'm tired.
We're always tired. It's tiring, the life today.
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
And now we're, like, apparently fighting with the rain. I don't know what's happening.
I feel like we're always fighting with somebody.
It's not sustainable. Whatever's happening now is not sustainable. What else is in the notebook?
What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
Do you want? God damn it. What do you want?
I have to go.
What do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want?
I don't know.
What do you want? I want to watch The Office and go to bed.
Golden Girls is my go-to. All right, well, we'll call it on.
Here's the problem.
What?
I don't know how this happened, but I watched the same series over and over again, and somehow both Friends, Parks and Rec, Golden Girls, and Will and Grace are all at the end. So it's like the finales. Like, if I turn them on each one of them right now, it'd be at the finale.
You can't go back to the different episodes?
I could, but I'm, like, watching them.
Oh, you're at the end of each one?
Maybe I'll start Will and Grace again.
Yeah, I mean, some of those you can just redo them. They're nice to rewatch.
I know, but once it gets to the finale, I have all these feelings.
Oh, yeah. I have never seen the finale.
Finale what?
all of those.
You never saw the finale Friends?
I might have seen that one. I just don't remember it. Because I haven't rewatched it is what I mean. Like, when I saw it, when it first aired, I saw them. But I don't, like, I didn't watch the whole... I think I missed fourth and fifth season.
Okay, I've seen every episode of Friends.
I know you have.
Literally 100 times.
Well, you'll have to do it again, because it's that good. I know, I'm trying to catch up. I'm trying to catch up on my Golden Girls.
I'm not saying it's that good. I'm just saying it's like...
Well, it's a
comfort to me. I can just have it on, because I've watched it so many times. And yes, I'm aware there were a lot of things that would not fly today.
Right, right, right. But that was then. This that was not then. Now. That's the difference. Now.
I just, whenever they make a homophobic joke or something, I'm just kind of like, that was a different time.
I have to watch it again.
When they fat shame Monica, I'm like, that was a different time. When fucking Ross is a abusive boyfriend, I'm like, that was a different time.
Yikes. True, true.
I'm so apologetic. I'm like, that was a different time. And my voice goes up and
keeps going up.
And my favorite movie of all time, I love Gone with the Wind so much, but if I watch it again like today, I'm like, oh, what happened?
It's not following.
Hey, if I watch it again today, I'm like, oh, that's racist. Ooh.
You sound like when they're going down the hill and Princess Bride, like, you wish. Oh, my poor Wesley, what have I done?
And you're like, But I guess you can say about every movie. But.
They do.
It's not that. I'm like, maybe I can fast forward through them.
You can. It's called a remote.
Just shove it down.
Hulu and
shove it down.
Roku, you take your Roku and you shove it.
That's what she said.
Okay. I just want to clarify that Batman did not try to hit me. It was, I came in to take a glass away. And
he was pissed as fuck because the like, he was like, baby next to him. It was screaming.
Well, he should have moved then. The poor baby was having like coli or something like that. I don't know.
No,
they were going. They were doing a business meeting.
Oh.
But he was apologetic. He was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, oh, it's okay. You sexy man.
Remember when David Duchovny came in with his own book?
Yes. And I just saw that book on in Barnes & Noble the other day. And I was like, oh, that's what you were working on. Okay.
He just sitting by himself with his own book. It was very...
and I love him for it.
What you doing there, David Duchovny? Just sit with your
What you doing there, Mr. Fox? Fox and Mulder? I never watched Californication.
Did I tell you? Like, I don't know if I've said this on this before. When our good friends Jasmine and Danielle came.
Oh, yes.
To the restaurant. Yes. Leslie Mann stopped by and she actually stopped and said hi to me. And I was like, thanks, Leslie Mann. You bet.
She did, because she's friends with you. She likes you.
And I haven't seen her in a while. I wonder if
she's working on stuff.
And then when my sister and my brother-in-law, my nieces came, we were sitting at 17 and at 9, David Duchovny was there. Sister freaked the fuck out.
Well, I told you.
You
that.
Told me. But
to prepare yourself, because I knew that.
My sister whispered to me, she's like, can I just yell, I believe? I was like, no.
Oh my, could you imagine if she had done that?
I was like, stop it.
There's etiquette and protocol, guys, when you are
she
in Los Angeles.
She was freaking out. She was so excited. And I was just so happy that, like, I was like,
they're human.
Y'all, I'm not lying. I see a lot of famous people.
But that's the thing, though. There's not lying. But that's the thing. People don't get it until they see it in person, like, of what we live daily here in Los Angeles. This is just living life here.
You live in Denver. You live in LA. Famous people every day. And then while we were at eating lunch, Arnold walked in.
Yeah.
And then he sat at 7 and they had a perfect view of him. And I was just like, yay, I'm so happy. Because it's like
the clouds parted clouds for parted, you. And like this rainbow like, came out of
I just needed like Adam
like,
Sandler to show up.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yes,
look at all the names I'm dropping on the floor. Pick them up.
But. Oh, there's one. Oh, there's one again. Oh, yeah, you gotta pick that one up too.
Where it is?
Hey, it's right there underneath.
Me and some other people who I don't talk to anymore, we used to have an acting coach, and he was such a name dropper, and I was one of the producers for the acting class. Mm-hmm. And so when he was dropping too many names, I literally would, like, go on the floor and just pick up imaginary things.
That's amazing.
Until he got the point. So I'd be sitting in my chair, and I'd be like...
Oh, that was the cue, basically, for him?
I'd go like... I'd examine it.
Like precious jewels.
I'd like And I put it in like an imaginary bag.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it was like, you're dropping a lot of fucking names. Yeah, pathetic.
Well, it's like one of those things like, you either do or you don't know these people. And you can tell the difference when you either worked with them for a little bit and you'd have, but then you drop so many to make a point, and that's the difference. Because if you are working in the industry, you are meeting and working with these people, and it is a daily thing, and it's not meant for some people to be like, oh, I know these people.
I work in the industry.
Yes, you do, and you. Industry, no, you work in the industry here too.
I work in.
You work in the industry.
I serve $19 chicken sandwiches.
But you own that. So
oh my
well.
God, we were supposed to have this. Oh my God, guys, we totally got off topic.
I wonder
so
why
sorry.
You were gone. Okay, right. Guys. Well, we're gonna wrap it up for next time.
Thank you for joining us for this Oprah Soul session.
Yes,
where we. Talk to
about life, liberty, and justice for all. And Andrea is back home safe and sound
I'm
on
back.
The West Coast.
I'm totally fine.
Alive.
Let me sing you out.
Okay, sing a song for sixpence.
Alright.
And a pocket
six
full of joy.
And a pocket full of joy.
What's that song?
Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of joy.
No, what's that song? Kiss me round Mildred.
Oh.
Is that sixpence?
Natalie Imbruglia.
No!
Yes.
Natalie was like...
She was in that, no?
I see a man I adore. Torn. Yeah, it's Torn. No, Sixpence was... Slightly beyond the green grass, swing me beyond the banded barley.
Barley!
Who sings barley in a song? All right. So.
I remember that music video. Yeah.
All right. I love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Next time. See us on social media. What is that?
This has been a That's Entertainment Podcast Network podcast. Looking for more podcasts about pop culture, TV and film, and other entertainment? Find all our shows on thatentertains.com/network.